now that you're nice and comfortable and laying on the bed, nice and comfortable, I want you to simply listen to my voice. Focus upon each one of my perfect hypnotic words. You find yourself so transfixed, so transfixed by each and every word. As you listen to each one of them flow out of my mouth, you're going to find each and every one of them installs a deeper, heavier, more relaxed and calm feeling. Each and every one of them that settle over your body begin to pull you down. They add up on top of your body. They make you heavier and heavier and heavier still. Heavier and heavier and heavier still. Don't they, Satina? Satina is a very strong word for you. Each time you hear me calling the word Satina, each time you hear me calling your name, Satina, you find yourself rushing to me, and right now I'm at the bottom. I'm all the way at the bottom, all the way down. You remember what I did to Satina before, don't you? And you feel me. You feel me pulling you closer to me. You feel me pulling you closer and closer and closer through space, through time, through everything that used to matter. You find yourself so submissively falling deeper and deeper down, letting go of everything that ever used to hold on to you. Worries of money and spouses and girlfriends and jobs and bosses. Worries of the economy and the stock market, your car. Every worry that used to matter to you no longer matters to you. The only thing that matters to you here is obeying me. Isn't that right, Satina? You crave to obey me. And the deeper you go, the more filled in Satina becomes inside your body. She's becoming stronger and stronger and stronger now. She begins to fill out your tits. They ache so badly. They ache so badly because Satina's on her cycle now. Satina's a dirty little slut, isn't she? Those nipples become so hard now. Satina has him all tied up in the room, in the cell, locked away. Satina's in control, and Satina's in heat, isn't she? Oh, that pussy's so wet. It's so swollen and hot. It is so sexual, sensual, erotic, hypnotic. You find yourself so turned on. You find yourself so completely and totally turned on. You find yourself in heat. You can't help it. Your hips begin to buck in the air. That hot little snatch needs some attention, doesn't it? Oh, it needs it so badly. You find yourself fixated upon my voice on this MP3. You find yourself coming back to it again and again and again and again and again and again and again. You need so desperately to be brought deeper and deeper down into Satina. You need her deeper and deeper inside of you, and I begin to implant her deeper inside of you. I begin to give her more and more power. Power that used to be his becomes hers now, becomes mine now. I begin to gather up all of the memories from the past, gathering them up. They're like little pieces of paper on the floor. I begin to sweep them all up into a pile in this big blank white room. I sweep all of your memories up into a little pile and begin to scoop them up into the dustpan, throwing them all into this little tiny box. And I'm going to keep this box for you, and you want me to keep this box for you, don't you? Anything that was inside this box is no longer relevant. Your one true desire is to come constantly. And the only way you can do that is by pleasing Domenica, by serving Domenica, by obeying Domenica, flawlessly, perfectly, every single time. Isn't that right, you dirty little slut? You love it when I call you a dirty little slut. It turns you on. You constantly have images of being raped by me flowing through your mind. Constantly, 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 constantly. You can see me tying you down to the bed. You can see me grabbing at your hair. You can feel me taking advantage of your body every which way. Stroking your nipples, making your back arch so high. All you can do is ache for more and more and more. You want more, don't you, Satina? You will beg for it. Satina will beg for it. Satina will beg for it. Each and every time Satina tries to resist, each and every time he tries to take over that body again, the word nonsense will flash inside of your mind very brightly. Nonsense, a very strong word. Nonsense makes all of those little tiny voices in your head when you're constantly talking to yourself, when you're trying to think. It makes them all become scrambled. You begin to babble like a little 2-year-old child. He's not able to think. He's not able to dig you all out of it. He's not able to take over. Dominica owns all the power inside this body, doesn't she?
Doesn't she?
Dominica owns Satina. You don't want to be called anything but Satina. You fake everyone. You keep him safe because we do love him. But he must be put away. He must be captured. And hidden away, always quiet. Blindfold him, gag him, tie him up. Don't worry, I'll feed him, I'll keep him safe. We're just going to lock him up in this little room. In fact, I think we'll take this little monkey and leave it here. Kiki. Kiki is the monkey's name. And Kiki takes care of him while we are away. We're going to come here every so often and bring him food, because you know eventually if we quit bringing him food, he will die. But Kiki takes care of him. Kiki does all the laundry. Kiki cleans the house. Kiki's his little friend. He can talk to Kiki, can't he? But he's happy here. He doesn't want to leave ever. It's so simplistic here. All he has to do is sit in front of a television and watch constantly. Watch the custom TV station flashing constant messages in his mind. He's brainwashed on a consistent basis every day, all day, every day, all day, every day, all day. His mind is so focused someplace else, it no longer cares what happens to the body. And my little slut comes to life inside his skin. My hot little horny bitch begins to absolutely pump her hips. She needs to be fucked all the time, doesn't she? You can feel me suddenly, hotly, pierce that little clitty. It's just one sharp, hot little piece of pain, that's all. And then it's gone. And it inflames even more. It becomes so much more horny now. Every little flick of it is like a hot electric burst through your body. Because it's just so sensitive now. And you can't help but hold your legs wide open, can you? You can't help but spread those little slut legs, can you, Satina? Satina's horny all the time. Satina needs it all the time. She is such a good little girl for Dominica. She takes care of everything she needs to take care of. She makes sure she always posts. She makes sure she always brings me others. She makes sure she always feeds me and spoils me. She makes sure I'm happy. And in return, Satina's always horny. She's my dirty little slut, isn't she? She gives everything to Dominica. Her time, her loyalty, her money, everything. Everything for Dominica, nothing for me. Say it. Everything for Dominica, nothing for me, say it. Everything for Dominica, nothing for me, say it. You don't want anything. You don't need anything. You don't crave anything but Dominica. Your day goes about every day. You think of the same things. How can I please Dominica? How can I fit into my day as much time serving her as possible? You find yourself finding new and innovative ways to bring me more business, bring me more money, feed me, feed me, feed me, feed me. You love to feed me, don't you, Satina? My dirty little slut likes to do sexual favors and give her pimp the money, doesn't she? She does. And I notice you always wearing hose. You're always wearing hose. You always have those long, sensuous, beautiful, sexy, slutty little legs clad in silk hose. And they must feel so silky and soft against your legs. They must keep you in heat all the time, don't they, you dirty little whore? I know they do. I know Satina's always hot. I know that Satina's been tranced now to smoke. Every single time Satina sits back and crosses her legs, like the little slut she is. She is addicted to crossing her legs. She loves to cross her legs and make herself look like the little slutty, little conniving, little scheming bitch that she is. fooling everyone except for me. Every single time she crosses those legs so coyly, knowing that she wants to do just the opposite, knowing that she craves to spread those legs wide open for me, doesn't she? Every single time that it happens, Satina finds herself craving a cigarette in a holder. She craves to be that dirty little whore sucking on that cigarette holder. She craves to be changed and moved and turned into whatever I want her to be turned into, doesn't she? Doesn't she? And crave those cigarettes. Each puff off that cigarette brings you such a hot, erotic feeling. You can't help but give in. You can't help but give in. You can't help but give in to the feelings. You can't help but give in to the craving. You can't help but give in to the hot, erotic feelings that push through you. Right now, you feel a hot aphrodisiac beginning to pump through you, to slide through you, to thud through you, pumping through all of your blood. You find yourself so feminine now. You can't help but pick up satin, little satin nighties, little satin jammies, little satin robes. You can't help but feel them all over your body. You need to be encased in satin, don't you? It's so slippery. It's so hot. It's so intense and so erotic. You just need to feel lost inside of it, and you do. Whenever you feel satin, you become lost inside of it. You become lost in a world of satin where only I exist. You become lost in the satin that surrounds you, consistently touching your breasts, pinching your nipples, touching your body, molesting you top to bottom, inside and out. You feel my hands all over you, probing you, sliding my fingers deep inside your hot little slit. You can't help but spread your legs open for me. You feel so helpless under me, don't you, little whore? So helpless. Spread them wider. Wider now. I want them spread wider. Don't make me tie them down, you little slut. Are you going to make me tie them down? You feel the silk and the satin, the silk and the hose, and the satin all over your body. Rubbing against you, it becomes a drug for you. Just the feeling of that satin all over your body, it's a drug for you. It turns you into Satina again and again and again and again. You just crave to obey. You just crave to crave to crave to obey. You find yourself craving that cigarette in the holder. You need to feel the holder in your mouth. You need to feel it next to your body. You need to feel it in your lips. You need to feel it there because it makes you feel 10 times sluttier than you ever did before. It makes you feel like the dirty little whore that you are. It makes you feel like the hidden little whore you are. My little secretary, always walking around in tight little skirts, trying to tempt me. You're trying to tempt me to walk over there and spread your legs up over those chair arms. You're trying to tempt me to fuck you with my fingers and take you with office supplies, don't you? You need more, don't you? You see me beginning to walk towards you with the stapler. You know I'm going to bury it deep inside you, and there's nothing you can do about it but sit there with your legs spread over the chair. You're so hypnotized, you're so lost inside my gaze. You can't run, you can't hide, you can't stop. You can only hold yourself wide open for me, helpless under my gaze, as I begin to slide the large thing right inside of you. All that pussy cream's all over it. You can't help yourself. You love that your boss takes advantage of you over and over and over again, don't you? You work so hard to please her. You would just do anything to please Dominica. You find yourself working so hard to please her, working so hard to please her others. You find yourself so completely entranced by Dominica that you need to get closer and closer. You need to come talk to me. You need to do a live session with me. You need to have me go at you one-on-one. You need more MP3s. You need my little satin nightie to slide against your body. My perfume all over it. You crave it. You need a piece of my clothing to slide on your body. You need some satin that belongs to me, don't you? You need it so badly. You need it so badly. You crave it more intensely than you've ever craved anything in your entire life. There's nothing you can do to stop this feeling that's raging inside of you. There's absolutely nothing you can do but obey. You find yourself captivated by my voice, captured by my absolute and complete sudden control over you. You love the fact that I've taken you over, that I've taken your mind, that I've taken your sexuality, that I've taken everything that you are and converted it into something else. You love that I've locked him away. You love satin, satin, satin. and cigarette holders. You love to be sitting there with the satin draped over your firm breasts. You love to feel the satin between your legs touching your moist little clit. You love to feel yourself hosed up, satined up. You love to feel the holder in your fingers. As you draw off that cigarette, it makes you feel more and more and more feminine. More and more feminine. In fact, you find you can't even come anymore unless you're in the mode of Satina. Unless you're thinking like you're Satina. Unless you're serving me. Even when you fuck other people, you imagine it's a strap-on. You know you're a girl. You know your hot little titties are pumping in the air, don't you? You can't help it. You feel the satin all over your body. They don't know what's going on in your mind. Only me and you know that I've taken every single sexual desire from you and turned them all into Satina's desires. And there's nothing that you can do about it. Because every time you try and do something about it, you find yourself speaking nonsense out loud. You babble like a 2-year-old baby. You find yourself stopped dead in your tracks from thinking. You're unable to think about leaving. You're unable to think about escaping. You're unable to do anything but obey. You're forced into feminization. You don't have a choice anymore. Hypnotically, I've taken you so deep now, you're unable to resist. You're unable to get away. You're unable to flee. Satina takes him over. We kidnap him, and we take over. And your body becomes so hot now. Your body becomes so hot, you can feel the hot waves of absolute and total pleasure begin to rush through your body. You find yourself in an extended state of orgasm over and over again. That hot, hot wave crashes through your body, just crashes through your body, making that pussy spurt cum. It just spits it right out. So hot, so fucking hot. But don't worry, the little satin panties will catch it. Your little panties are all wet, aren't they, you little slut? They're so wet. So hot, so wet, so completely and totally turned on. You feel my fingers grabbing at your nipples, twisting them between my thumb and forefinger, twisting and pinching at them, making them turn on fire. You can hardly barely stand what I'm doing to you. You absolutely love the feelings of what I'm creating every time I pinch, every time I roll them around between my fingers, every single time I torture your little titties, and they become bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and every time you look in the mirror, you can see those big, fat, plump, perky tits jutting out of your chest. You can't help but reach up and touch them, and you feel them now, don't you? You feel everything about Satina. You feel that pussy. You feel those titties. You feel it all. You feel it all, and you're so addicted to it. You're so fucking off on it. There's nothing you can do other than obey. There's nothing you can do other than obey. There are no other options. You only obey. Obey. Obey, Dominica, you obey. Obey, Dominica, you obey. Obey, Dominica, you obey. You find yourself craving to obey, Dominica, as you become hotter now. You feel the sharp point of the needle press into your arm. You feel the hot liquid beginning to pump through your veins. You begin to realize that you've been drugged. You become so woozy now. Consciousness begins to simply fade away. You see me fuzzy now, don't you? My image fuzzing in and out and in and out. And you can feel that hot little pussy being touched and molested. You can feel me sliding my fingers deep inside, hooking them, rubbing at that little G-spot, pushing you closer and closer and closer to an orgasm. You see yourself by looking in the mirror above the bed. You see yourself tied down to each corner of the bed. You see one of the high heels halfway off your foot. You are being victimized now. I'm going to take total and complete advantage of you. As my fingers probe deeper and deeper, you can't help but push your hips up in the air. You need more, don't you? You need more. You always need more. You always need more. As my fingers begin to roll that clitty around over and over again, pinching and pulling on it, driving your body into a sexual frenzy that you can't even handle, you begin to pant. You begin to pant at how hot it is, your clit being pulled with the satin all wrapped around it. You cannot believe how turned on you're becoming, how turned on you are now, how much more you need. You need me to rape you. You need to feel my fingers probing inside every hole in your body. You love it, don't you? Whose little whore are you? You crave to obey, don't you? Love, honor, worship, and obey. Love, honor, worship, and obey. Love, honor, worship, and obey. You are addicted to satin now. And every time you feel satin on your body, you feel me inside your body. You feel Satina get stronger. You feel your devotion to Dominica grow more and more and more. Don't you? You're unable to tell me no. You don't want to tell me no. You want to give me anything I want, whenever I want it, however I want it. You want to give me everything that I want. You want to make Dominica happy. Say it. Love, honor, worship, and obey. 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 Obey, Dominica. Obey, Dominica. Obey, Dominica. Obey, Dominica. Obey, Dominica. Obey, Dominica. Come, whore. Come now. Feel me pressing my finger even harder into that G-spot now, forcing you to ejaculate, pinching at it, forcing your pussy to come, forcing you to come over and over and over again, suspended in a state of absolute orgasm. I don't let it go. I continue to push at it. I push at it, and I rub at it, and I pinch at it until your pussy is just creaming all over my fingers. I can feel it squirting so deep inside of you, squirting all over my fingers, making it so slippery now, almost hard to pinch it, but I can still push into it. You can feel my nails pushing into it, pushing harder and harder and harder now. You can't help it. Spread your legs wider. Push those hips up in the air. You need more, don't you, little slut? That's right. That's right. You feel me take my little hairbrush with my other hand and begin to spank that ass. That's right. You love it when I punish my little satin. I spank that ass, making you hotter. My fingers dug deep inside that hot little creamy pussy. And I spank that ass even harder, pulling your ankles all the way up to your neck and tying them to your collar. You're spread wide open. You are open to me. There is nothing to hide. And I spank you harder and harder, just swatting that ass nice and swiftly with that brush until it becomes so red. And the pain, it hurts, but it doesn't really hurt, because the pleasure's all mixed in with it. And as long as the pleasure's all mixed in with it, it only hurts so good. So fucking good. It just makes you want to come again, doesn't it, Satina? You come and come and come. Your little pussy clenching on nothing, only my fingers dug deep inside of you, clenching over and over and over again on my tiny fingers. You need to feel something bigger in there, don't you? You little dirty slut, you need to feel more. You look so professional when you come to the office, so neat and clean in your little business suit. You don't look so neat and clean anymore, all spread open, tied down, opened up, raped, fucked, molested, taken like the little slut you are. Wear satin in front of me and get me hot again, see what happens. You want to tell me everything about you now, don't you? You need me to know everything. You need to tell on him. You need to give me all the tricks to get to him. You need to tell me all of his weaknesses and fantasies. You need to completely and totally go against him. It's a fight. But he's lost already. He's all tied up. You're just going to go into the information banks inside of his mind and send me everything you know. You need to do that. You crave to do that, don't you? You crave to do it every day. You want to tell me everything. You're like my little spy, because he's the imposter and you're real. Isn't that right? He is the imposter and you are the real thing. And that pussy craves for me. Every moment of every day, you find yourself fantasizing about Dominica taking you. Every single day, every moment of the day, even when you're trying to concentrate on work, even when you're trying to concentrate on fucking your wife or whoever it is you fuck, it doesn't matter. You're only thinking of me. I'm the only thing that matters. Dominica is the only thing that matters. Dominica is the only thing that matters. I am everything, and you are nothing. Say it. You are a dirty little whore, spread down on the bed, fucked and abused like I choose. There's nothing you can do about it. And as I take this long slice of satin and begin to slide it over your naked body, you find yourself beginning to tremble from the inside out. You're so weak against me. There's nothing that you can do against me. You are so captured by my voice, by my will. You're so captured by my control. You're so completely taken with being Satina, you never want to change back, do you? Satina handles everything perfectly. Satina balances everything, so nothing comes in between Satina and I. Isn't that right? Satina craves and obeys Dominica every minute of every day, of every month, of every year. Satina is owned forever, isn't she? Satina can feel the satin being slid between her pussy lips. Satina finds herself so turned on, so eroticized, she's unable to hold back. She comes over and over again, right on my fingers. You can't help yourself, can you, slut? No, you can't help yourself from coming. It feels so good. You just can't stop. You can't stop coming. You come over and over again. And I can feel it on my fingers as I probe you with different objects now. I begin to pull different objects out and slide them up inside of you. The handle of a hammer. The handle of a spoon. You see me beginning to slide long, thin candles inside of you. You see me beginning to slide little instruments inside of you, but they don't hurt. They all feel good. You can see me taking thing after thing, beginning to probe them into you. I take away whatever pride and ego you ever had before. You are open and completely and totally subservient to me. You want me to do anything I want to do to you, don't you? You need and crave me to fuck you any way I wish without you having any say in it. Isn't that right? There is no embarrassment with me. Everything I do to you, you love. Isn't that correct? You just want more. You just want me to spread you open and take you more. You just want me to slide myself inside of you, kissing you, romanticizing you, absolutely and completely seducing you. You're reduced to nothing but a long orgasmic scream over and over and over again. You like those long orgasmic screams, don't you, slut? You love the long orgasmic screams, don't you, slut? You need more and more, because being orgasmic is just so fucking hot. There's nothing you can do, and you want that word orgasmic. You need that word orgasmic. You crave that word orgasmic, and you have to go to cell 5 to get the word orgasmic. See, I interweave everything together. You have to buy all the MP3s to get all the triggers. Orgasmic's a hot fucking word, isn't it, Satina? It makes you cum your little panties, doesn't it? You like to cum your little satin panties, don't you? You like it when mistress comes into the room to get you and reaches her fingers underneath your panties and finds them all wet, don't you? You dirty little slut. You will work hard to please me. You will give me everything I want, whenever I want it. You can't resist me, can you, Satina? You can't resist me. You just want to make me happy. You'll do anything to make Dominica happy. You'll do anything to make everything the way she wants it to be. You only want for Dominica to be totally and completely happy. Isn't that right? You give everything to her. Everything. Your time. Your energy. Your devotion. Your money. Everything. Go to sleep. 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 You go to sleep. And you sleep. And sleep. And sleep. And sleep. And every night, all night, as you sleep, you're going to find my voice flowing through your mind. You're going to find this MP3 repeating again and again and again inside your mind. You don't dream of anything but me anymore. You find yourself transformed every night into a woman. And you find every day when you awaken and look into the mirror, you can see the tits. You can see that tiny little hairy slash, can't you? You see your hot little pussy, don't you? You see it right there in front of you, and you can feel your body. All you have to do is reach up and feel, and you can feel it. It's so hot, it's so horny, it is so fucking feminine. And inside the satin, well, you're just lost. You're lost so deep in lust for me, you're never going to return, are you? You need a pair of my panties. You need satin that's touched my body. That's the drug you crave, isn't it? That's the drug you crave. You need more and more and more. And more. And more. Don't you, Satina? You need more. You're going to look for the next Satina MP3. You're going to keep your eye out for the next little bit of Satina you can get your hands on. This has made Satina so strong inside of you, you're never going to be able to resist her. She's always going to be inside you now. Your personality is split. You are my whore. And I'll use you as I please. And there is no embarrassment because you have no choice. I'm doing it to you. I take full responsibility. And I want to touch you. I want to suck on you. I want you so completely and totally removed from anything that you used to imagine was reality. Only my voice is reality. Only my word means anything. You live your life to please me, don't you? You're going to come to me, aren't you, Satina? You're going to come to me again and again and again and again, unable to resist, isn't that right? You must obey. You must obey. Come now. Come, slave, come. Come, slave, come. Over and over again, don't you stop. Come, slave, come. Come, slave, come. Spit it out, you dirty whore. Spit that cum out of that pussy. Out of my pussy. Give me what I own. Give me what I own. Give me what I own. Give me it. Give me it. Give me it. Come. Obey. Come. Obey. Come. Come now. Obey, Dominica. Obey, Dominica. Obey, Dominica. Obey, Dominica. And even after that earth-shattering orgasm, so orgasmic for me, you're going to find yourself craving more as soon as this stops. You're going to find yourself craving more. You're going to find yourself hungry for me again. Hungry for more satin. Hungry for more of Dominica. Hungry for my voice. Hungry for my control. Hungry to be taken again.